Just 3 days left till Christmas, UPS plans to deliver about 36 million packages today, the busiest day of the season. If you've gotten all your gifts purchased, good for you. For the rest, here are some last-minute ideas, courtesy of Jackie Cheng, editor-in-chief of The Wirecutter and The Sweet Home, both sites dedicated to finding the best of the best when it comes to gadgets and gifts. Jackie, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And how many gifts, by the way, have you had to test out or check out in order to figure out what the most popular or what the best of the best is?
Oh, man. Well, you know, we check out probably over the course of a year, we probably check out hundreds upon hundreds, if not maybe even thousands of gadgets and items that that we recommend on our site, but we also recommend as gifts. So it's almost hard to keep count.
What is the most popular gift this year?
I think the most popular is probably hoverboards.
Right.
That is something that I think people will want to be careful about, since there have been reports about, you know, some
fires.
Battery issues,
yeah.
And fires. Yeah. But, you know, despite that, it is probably one of the most popular things that we've seen. We tested a few of the most popular ones, and we kind of found that many of them are the same on the inside. But the one that we like is the Swagway X1. But that is one of the many companies that are kind of, you know, trying to follow up with Amazon and some other, you know, certification companies to make sure that they, you know, can prove that their batteries and their hoverboards are not not causing fires.
Okay. So if someone decides I'm going to pass on the hoverboard this year because of the issues that it's having, what else could they go for? What are some good ideas?
Drones were really popular last year, but I think they're even more so this year because prices have really dropped. The one that we like is by DJI, and it's the Phantom 3 Advanced drone. It's under $1,000 if you're just buying the quadcopter by itself, and people love to fly these around and get great aerial views of all kinds of stuff.
What about something for someone who is not into or doesn't need any electronic gadgets?
So something that we recommend on the site is some pour-over coffee gear that you can use at home. Not everybody's a coffee nerd, but, you know, people who aren't necessarily, you know, really into all the details of their coffee still might really like this because pour-over coffee kind of gives you a little bit more of a refined taste, like it's a little bit better than drip coffee. So we recommend a couple of different drippers for pour over at home. The one that we like the most is by Kalita. It's like Kalita Wave Dripper. It's about $20. It's not very much.
What about something just kind of out there that we would never think of on our own and probably wouldn't be able to find unless we were looking for it? Any ideas?
Yeah. So if you have a little bit to spend, there's this kind of submarine object. You know, it's in a way, it's almost like a drone, but for water. And it's made by TT Robotics called the Sea Wolf. You can basically use it with a GoPro. You can kind of pop it in there or you can, you know, buy one separately. The submarine itself is about $1,000, so it's not cheap, but it is really fun to have kids, you know, like drive it around. It can go down to 5 meters. So,
wow.
You know, it can't go super deep, but deep enough to, probably bug your other pool swimmers.
Well, Jackie Cheng, editor-in-chief of The Wirecutter and The Sweet Home, thank you so much for your gift ideas. We'll put them up at our website, hereandnow.org. Jackie, thank you.
Thank you.